This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Earlier this week, as you know, Governor J.B. Pritzker released a plan that he says would reopen the state of Illinois in phases based on conditions related to COVID-19. Of the five phases that the governor introduced, he says we're in phase two, which really doesn't open anything yet, but phase three might do that. It's also based on regions, and there's been a lot of criticism of the plan in the last couple of days, and not a lot of people are happy about it, even though in part it was some of what people wanted because it's sort of a regionalized approach, but not exactly the way they wanted it nonetheless. Mayor John Pritchard has sent a letter to Governor Pritzker to discuss this, and he has some ideas as well, so we're pleased to have the mayor in tonight. John, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
Very glad to have you. John, of course, owns the radio stations, but he sent out this letter, and I asked him if he would come talk about it, partly because I think, I imagine for you as mayor, it's been kind of a delicate balance, right? You want to keep the public safe, but at some point, like everybody else, the economy has to reopen, and we have to get back to some sense of normalcy, at least in some form, right?
Yeah, well, it's you know, as with anything, it's always a matter of balancing different needs. And of course, we've in Knox County have done a very fine job at flattening the curve, and we are, in my opinion, in a position to start moving forward with a reopening plan, all the states around Illinois are doing now.
Yeah. We should back up and say a couple of weeks ago on our Galesburg Live program, we talked a little bit more about this in detail with you. And you've kind of taken this pretty seriously, nonetheless, from the very beginning, since, if I remember right, one of your daughters who lives in Hong Kong was telling you about it.
Yeah, we first heard about this virus from China back in the end of January. Of course, it wasn't a pandemic. No one saw it as a threat to the world at that point, but we knew it was a big deal in China because travel inside China had been canceled just at the time of year when Chinese folks travel to visit their families for the New Year's celebration. But look, you know, here's what's going on. The governor has issued a modified order, and, you know, I got to say I was, you know, pretty disappointed in it, you know.
I mean, it had the main tenet, as I said, was kind of what a lot of people were looking for, was this sort of regionalized approach. But it sounds like that maybe your thinking is that it takes too long?
Well, the regionalized approach is pretty deficient, first of all. There's only he describes four regions in Illinois. So Galesburg, for instance, is lumped in with Rockford, Illinois, Bloomington, Normal, Savannah, Galena, and other places.
All kinds of places with varying populations.
With varying populations, varying situations with respect to the virus and so forth. And, you know, his benchmarks health-wise for moving forward, you know, have to do with things that here locally we've already analyzed as benchmarks, you know, that at or under 20% positivity testing rates, we're below that. No overall increase in hospital admissions for COVID-19 in the last 28 days. Nope, we're pretty stable there.
Yeah, Chief Hovind has said a number of times that at least here locally, most of the people who've tested positive haven't needed to stay in the hospital.
Right, most people don't. You know, available surge capacity of at least 14% in ICU beds, we have all that here in Knox County. Actually, you know, looking at the governor's plan, which I do not like, we already qualify to move on to the next phase, based upon our handling of the COVID virus as a population, proper social distancing and so forth. But he's put forward guidelines that are, you know, where the federal government is saying 14 days to move to steps, the governor's saying 28 days. And I believe I read an article today that said, you know, the earliest possible date that any restaurant or business like that could open would be in late June. I'm hearing every day from businesses, organizations, individuals that they're just being crushed and they will not survive a lockdown that's going to continue for several more months.
And these are people of arguably, while obviously the position of mayor is technically nonpartisan, these are all business owners, are all people that are of varying beliefs and varying, I would imagine, political persuasions that are all, it sounds like, saying that at some point push has got to come to shove here.
Yeah, I'm talking to school teachers who are saying, we can't, our teaching at home isn't working very well. And the school teacher says, I have kids. I'm looking to move out of Illinois because I can't, I can't teach here and I can't have my children not have a formal education. So it's across the board of people I'm talking to. I'm pretty much spent most of yesterday on the phone or on email dealing with questions and concerns that people have. People are very frustrated. Mm-hmm. They're very upset. And from my standpoint, I've spent a lot of time looking into this, and I think, the governor failed with his 28-day phasing. It's not necessary. It certainly doesn't match with the federal standards. The regions of the state, in Iowa, they're opening up on a county-by-county basis.
Yeah.
I think in Illinois, you need to take the hot spots and keep them shut down and allow all the other counties to proceed with their best plans. We, the local elected officials in each county, know the situation in their county the best and know how to proceed. I'm not suggesting that we don't, we need to proceed cautiously, carefully with a plan, but I think we need to move forward because the economic damage is just increasing by the day, and I don't think in my lifetime we'll recover from this Governor Pritzker's shelter-in-place orders.
Do we have an idea locally of the economic damage that that has been caused, or is it something that's kind of hard to kind of quantify at this point? Although, with the exception of it being pretty bad.
Yeah, well, based upon the people I'm hearing from, it's pretty serious.
Yeah,
we have not, part of the disconnect I see with the governor's plan is they're talking about reopening manufacturing and as kind of a first step. And construction, and I've got news. We've had manufacturing open here in Galesburg. We've had construction open here in Galesburg. Where have you been? Those things are already open and already functioning. We do have a lot of our businesses open and operating. We are practicing social distancing. We are being careful, and we are in a position to move forward with a careful reopening of businesses here.
Here in the studio Tuesday as we were airing the governor's plan, and I could tell by looking at you that it seemed like you were getting a little more frustrated the more you listened to him talk and the more you heard about this plan, because as you're saying, it's in your view, it's not reflecting any sort of a reality here.
No, the governor's plan, as he amended it earlier this week, is really to delay. He gives a little lip service to saying, "Well, we're going to, divide the area, the state of Illinois, into four parts, and that'll make people happy." No, it doesn't. I mean, we're not. I'm listening to the mayor of Quincy, who says, "What have I got in common with Champaign Urbana?"
The mayor of Quincy, by the way, a Galesburg native, but that's another discussion. But I thought about Mayor Kyle Moore because the governor brought him up in the speech, and then the next day, Mayor Moore comes out and says, "This doesn't work for me."
Well, the letter I sent to the governor with the points that I made about what needed to be changed were basically the exact same points that Mayor Moore made in his letter. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the letter in detail. You start out by one, thanking him, which of course, that's, I would imagine you would do that. But, and you go into talking about some of the things good that have happened in our community. First, in the case of the Rapid Response Fund.
Yeah. Talk about the Rapid Response Fund, fund and talk about the different organizations that have participated in that, the 17 nonprofits serving Knox and Warren counties, the fact that the Community Foundation, the Toomey Foundation, the Guy Vitale Family Foundation, the McLean Family Endowment Fund, and the Warren County United Way and the United Way of Knox County, and many other organizations all stepped up to fill in gaps, particularly with meals for students who are no longer going to school, no longer being able to receive meals.
Mm-hmm.
And they stepped forward in this community to take care of what needed to be taken care of.
And we should say that that rapid response fund that the Community Foundation put together also got a nice shot in the arm from the state's own COVID-19 response fund.
Yes, it did. And monies were well needed and well used. You know, I'd say I talk about our Knox County Health Department. You know, those people are working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
They're working very hard. You know, we've seen a large increase in testing in the last few days. I think we're well over 850 of the last time I looked at dashboard. That's, you know, that's an important factor in you know, and of course, one of the benchmarks in the governor's plan is the fact that you have a 20% or less positivity testing, which we do.
Which led to the next part of the letter, which is the sort of 3 points that you recommend the governor change in his plan.
Yeah. Yeah. And those basically, again, are the changing the phasing windows from 28 days down to 14 days. And that's just consistent with the federal guidelines established by federal authorities. You know, why mm-hmm. he went to 28 days, I don't know. And he hasn't even offered that information.
Would it be better to stay on a 14 or 28 day window versus, I guess, some of the decisions that other communities are making, I would assume, based on local conditions? Should it be a local approach instead of a regional approach, I guess, I wonder?
Well, I think it should be a local approach. I was just responding to his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, you know, as I mentioned before, we've analyzed the benchmarks he has for moving to the next phase. And, you know,
and this area is already better than those.
And we meet or exceed those requirements. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we could be talking about moving from where we are, which is phase two, to phase four at this point, mm-hmm. based upon the results that we have.
Your second point is the regional approach itself, kind of breaking it down differently than how the governor has done it.
Yeah, the governor, you know, like I mentioned, I think a week ago Sunday, I was listening to the mayor of Chicago, who said that she thought the governor was going to break it down into 7 regions that were consistent with the emergency management regions. And then, of course, his announcement on Tuesday was 4 regions.
Hmm.
And basically, he took the 7 regions and reduced them to 4. I don't know why
he did that. I wonder why he changed his mind, but who knows?
Well, I think it's just because I really believe he just wants to make it as difficult as possible to move on to the next phase. The medical people I'm hearing about, the Department of Health people, are pretty upset about this because, you know, they are not, you know, they want to be able to focus their resources, their PPEs and so forth, in the areas that are hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking the state into 4 parts doesn't really help them achieve their mission. And I know they're unhappy about it. So I can't imagine that he was consulting with his Department of Health officials on that decision.
Mm.
And lastly, the medical measurements, again, you know, he said, you know, he sets a 28-day window and says, we're going to start counting on May 1st. I don't know why you wouldn't go back further. We've looked back all the way back, and we find that we meet all those criteria, other than the fact that we have this 28-day period that started counting on May 1st. Well, you know, we have the hospital capacity. We have the testing, the results that we need. We have stability in the COVID, you know, in the hospital admissions. You know, I don't know if there's anybody in the hospital right now with COVID-19 in Knox County.
No. Frankly, not that we would find out anyway, but that's another discussion for another day.
Well, I might know more about that than you do.
I know you would, John.
But there, you know, so here we stand. We have we've suppressed the curve. We have nobody in the hospital. We have plenty of hospital capacity. We've had a significant number of tests. We've had stability in the overall situation. We meet all the criteria to move forward. And I got to say that the economic cost, the economic damage, the hardship, the, you know, I'm talking to people who are very upset, mm-hmm. who are very upset. And I've never experienced that in my, to this degree, I've never experienced that kind of response from the public.
That said, and I don't want to sound like I'm sympathizing with the governor here, but I can't imagine, though, if you're an elected official, and this probably goes for you, too, to a point, I can't imagine being in a position like this, though, and trying to balance data and science and the economic hardship and all of that stuff. Frankly, I don't know how you do it.
Well, it's certainly difficult, yeah. But, you know, somehow in Iowa, Missouri, Wisconsin, Indiana, they're apparently able to balance this and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I was over in Burlington yesterday morning, and it's like, well, you know, I can go to a restaurant. I can get in a golf cart. I can go get a haircut. I can do all these things that I can't do in my hometown.
Would the city of East Peoria has kind of gone on a path to kind of go out on their own here? I think Woodford County, at the very least, is not, at least has said, they're not going to enforce the rules in the governor's executive order. Are those good moves?
You know what? I think at this point, if the governor doesn't really modify his plan and doesn't become a little bit more reasonable and recognize that the state of Illinois is made up of 102 counties, all with different situations. I can see a lot of areas in the state thinking that the moves made in East Galesburg were the proper ones.
Do you, East Peoria, you mean?
East Peoria, excuse me.
I was going to say, I live in East Galesburg, and I know no moves have been made there, anyway.
Yeah, they're going wait a minute, they don't have any retail and manufacturing.
Well, there's those two bars, but that's another discussion.
Yeah.
Did you give consideration at all to just kind of going out and saying, hey, let's just open things back up?
Well, I you may not have heard that I mentioned that at the council meeting Monday that I would be putting together, working to put together a group to develop a reopening plan. And that's what I'm doing. We should hear more about that next week and making that part of the overall, response structure that we have here. It'll be a lot of the same leaders in the community, and we'll talk about how to proceed forward. And we'll look at what's going on here in our county, and we'll look at whatever version of the governor's plan that we have to deal with, and we'll make the appropriate decisions that are in the best interests of the community.
Last question. What would you say to those people who still feel that we need to continue to shelter in place and we need to believe everything that, for example, Dr. Fauci tells us about continuing to shelter in place and not opening things back up yet and things like that, that believe that maybe the curve isn't as flat as we would like to think it is?
Well, you know, if in our neck of the woods, you know, we have a pretty low incidence. You know, we've had no deaths here in Knox County. We have very few cases. I think we're going to see more cases. We'll probably see deaths. But we're not New York City. We're not Chicago. We're not New Orleans. We're not any of those hot spots. And I think we can, I think we have to, whatever, moving forward, it's pretty obvious that we're going to be having to practice social distancing. We're going to have to be wearing face masks. We're going to have to be washing our hands and being very careful. You know, things won't be the same. You know, things will open up a little bit at a time very carefully, and we'll monitor what's going on, and we'll take the appropriate action if for some reason things, you know, get, you know, resurge and so forth. We'll do all those things, and we're capable of doing them ourselves.
So you would feel comfortable if you were, say, at a phase four, moving back to phase two or three, if that's what was needed.
Yeah, if that was needed, if the results were that, you know, we know we have, we know most of the cases in our county are related to cases at either at the correctional center or cases related to folks who work at the pork processing plant in Monmouth. And we
was that a good move, by the way, them reopening back up? And I think along those lines, the city of Monmouth and the health department there said that their plans for keeping things safe and sanitary and things like that look to be pretty good at this point.
Well, if that's true, then I think it's a wise move. I think they're going to be there'll be a lot more testing of the people involved, a lot more testing made available, and obviously it's something that's got to be watched very closely. And if they can figure out how to function in there, I've been in the plant, I've seen it working, you know, and they'll have to make changes on how they operate. But obviously, it's an essential part of the food chain, that plant.
I get the impression here that no matter what happens or no matter what you or the state or the city or whoever decides, we're not going to please everybody here.
Well, no. And you know what? For the people, you know, I'd like to say for people who feel that they should shelter at home, they should shelter at home. That's their choice. They have the right to do that. And of course, I'm being very careful myself. And I think we're all going to have to be very careful going forward, but we're also going to have to function. Yeah. And I think that groups like nursing home groups or groups that live in places like Moon Towers are going to have to be, you know, we're going to have to take extra precautions to shelter those folks from the virus.
All right. Mayor John Pritchard, we've run way over time, but thanks so much as always, and thanks for giving us your perspective on this.
Thank you, Will.
Stay tuned. We'll come back with Kim Commando and more as we wrap up on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.